Let us now pray for the illumination of the Holy Spirit. God, our helper, by your Holy Spirit, open our minds, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may be led into your truth and taught your will for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our sermon text today is from the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. So open your Bibles to John or follow along in the bulletin, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Let us listen to the inspired word of the Lord. This is Jesus speaking. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Those who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The inspired word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
What a few weeks it has been. Heartbreaking. I miss seeing and talking and shaking hands with my brothers and sisters in the church God has built for us. I am heartbroken it may be a few months before I see the many people I love and care about back in Kentucky. My two lovely stepdaughters and their children and families. My mom and dad who are in ill health. My niece and nephew who Amy and me have loved since their birth. The people in this church and the people in my family are in my primary circle of love. Then there is the loneliness many people are feeling because of the danger we face and the danger they face in going out into society. And even with the 6-foot distance rule, sometimes we feel like we are all in our own little bubble of loneliness. Or are we? The answer to the question of whether we are alone begins with Jesus, and the answer begins with the verses 15 and 16 and 18 in our reading. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. For the Christian, it is clear in these scriptural verses. If we have Christ in our hearts, we love him. He will always be with us, even though we don't see him. He will be with us through the power of the Advocate, another word for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is part of the Holy Trinity. That God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are one God. Today we are connected by little devices, smartphones, watches even, and they connect us to people around the world, usually no matter where we are at the moment. And some people feel lost without their phones. But really, something that is always with us is Jesus, connecting to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. In reality, we should feel lost when we are not connected to God and Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is always with the Christian. Religious scholars say every denomination connects with one part of the Trinity. Your local Baptist, they connect with Jesus. Pentecostal and Charismatic, they connect with the Holy Spirit. Episcopalian and Presbyterian, God the Father. Now, what's odd about that is that the person who is the foundation of Reformed and Presbyterian theology, John Calvin, is often called the theologian of the Holy Spirit. If we neglect the Holy Spirit today, then we are missing out on the lifeline that connects us to the rest of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is always there with the Christian. But how often do we pray to the Holy Spirit? I know I don't do it very often. During this time of quarantine, we have an opportunity to explore this neglected part of the Trinity. So let us start by starting our prayers with the Holy Spirit. The second focal point is that Jesus is clear that those who love him are loved back by Jesus. But it is the Holy Spirit that opens our hearts to Jesus, a free gift of God, because you are chosen by God, and you become one of his children, and the Holy Spirit leads you to love Jesus, and Jesus loves you back. And when we love Jesus, we follow his instructions, as verses 19 through 21 say in our scripture reading. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. And they who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. What wonderful words from Scripture. We keep his commandments. We love God and love our neighbors. Think of a mother's love. Most mothers I know love their children to the extent that it even transcends their children's actions. Mothers will put up with a lot from their children over the years. But I've heard many mothers say that even though their children may have done something horrible, that they still love them, even if they hate what they have done or what they have become. We must be aware, though, that there are people whose mother didn't love them, or they never knew their mothers. That's why I said in the beginning, most mothers. For it is a reality that some children experience pain and abuse from mothers. But where the analogy breaks down, Jesus is not like you and me. He is fully human, fully God, and he doesn't sin. When we love him, he loves us. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, he is with us always. Always. So maybe we need to meditate and study the Holy Spirit. We take time to think about and consider the Holy Spirit. Get a concordance or one of the numerous programs or apps that you could use on your smartphone or computer and search for the Holy Spirit on your Bible. You can also find books about the Holy Spirit, and they can help strengthen our faith and understanding as well. But a warning, discretion is in order. Some books on the Holy Spirit are filled with nonsense. If you are interested in what we have believed, both now and in history, I can give you a list of recommendations. Just call me or send a text or send an email or contact me via one of the many social media accounts the church now uses to reach our congregation and new audience, to point them to the church, which points them toward the triune God. The third focal point is that the world will not always support your belief in the Holy Spirit. Verse 17 of our passage today says, "This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you." As does verse 19, "In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live." We must recognize that today most surveys and polls of the United States say we are becoming less religious year by year and more reliant on our own personal philosophies. So, a concept of the Holy Spirit may be hard for many people to gain an understanding of, let alone become foundational to their faith. Now, I will admit that I am somewhat a Star Wars fan. I lost interest for many years, but my nephew visited us for a month or so a couple of years ago. And the boy has always been crazy about the Star Wars movies and the toys and the cartoons. And a key concept of the Star Wars movie is the idea of an unseen power called the Force. Now, the Force is divided into good and bad. And the good side of the Force is actually one example of how the Holy Spirit works. It's not perfect, but it's a useful starting point for those who have little or no understanding of the Bible or theology. Now, I don't have time to point out all the differences between the Force and the Holy Spirit, but I tell you what, if you watch the Star Wars movies, it can work to start a conversation with younger people about the Holy Spirit. Ironically enough, in England, some people claim it as their religion. Yes, they say the Force is their religion. This Spirit of Truth, another way of saying the Holy Spirit, some in the world cannot receive, as Jesus pointed out in verse 17, saying the Holy Spirit is such that the world cannot receive. This is part of Jesus informing his apostles that one day he will not be with them physically, but he will be with them and Christians forevermore through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is telling us that we will never be alone. The Holy Spirit is always with us. The Holy Spirit is with us during this unusual event, this pandemic that we are facing, that many people have never experienced anything like it before in their lives. Therefore, I think it's a good idea, maybe during this period, to have something remind you that the Holy Spirit is with you always. A visual aid stuck on your refrigerator, a piece of paper, for example, that says, "Remember the Holy Spirit." Buy a new bracelet that you wear exclusively to remind you of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't have to say the Holy Spirit on it, but be intentional about when you wear the bracelet, you want it to remind you of the Holy Spirit. Or set an alarm on your phone or watch that goes off several times a day. Set the sound of the alarm to be unusual, so it will be a reminder that the Holy Spirit is with you 24 hours a day. Especially during this time of loneliness. Because this is a difficult time, a time truly of loneliness. But we need to realize we are not truly alone. Remember, you can pray to the Holy Spirit, such as, "Holy Spirit, sustainer of our lives, be with me this day and forevermore. Amen." We have the time to study the Holy Spirit in the Bible or other books. Ask me for a recommendation. And finally, Put something in your daily life, a visual aid, an alarm, a bracelet, that will remind you the Holy Spirit is with you always, no matter what time it is or where you are at. And it also means that God and Jesus are with you always. This can bring a true blessing to your life, and maybe even peace to your life. I pray we are all comforted and have peace through the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.